What if you said, yes, dear God, please use me and please use me now? What if the money could come in faster? What if you could contribute to the lives of others more quickly? What if you could start having more fun sooner? That's what I'm saying yes to.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
We have a responsibility to ourselves to become our own success stories. It's not just about watching others. It's about cheering others on for sure and believing in their God-given potential, absolutely. But let's not be so energetically lazy where we're making it okay to prolong the abundance, to prolong the goodness, to prolong the power, to prolong the contribution. If I would have said, for example, when did Danelle and I come up with the idea to do the New York event? I mean, it had to probably be June. Like, it wasn't like we just took such fast action on it. And the event was, basically like by the end of July. And I remember we both thought, we're like, is this enough time? Is the world opened up enough? Like, are people gonna go to New York? You know, like, and we were just like, stop it. We have an idea. We have a dream. We have a desire. Move forward in the direction of your dreams. And we did that. And all those women that were in the room, their lives are massively moved forward as a result. People got to be in the same room and hug each other and laugh and have such profound experiences of depth and inspiration and remembering who we really are, which are very powerful, powerful queens. Plus, we had a lot of fun. What if Danelle and I would have said next spring? And all of that would have waited. All of that wouldn't have happened now when it actually could happen. And the same goes for you, whether you're building a downline or an empire or your own business or creating a product or writing a book. What if you didn't prolong it? What if you said, yes, dear God, please use me and please use me now? What if the money could come in faster? What if you could contribute to the lives of others more quickly? What if you could start having more fun sooner? That's what I'm saying yes to. And it's not gonna be from the same level of consciousness that you're at right now. That's why we do this work. The level of consciousness that I was at yesterday said my dream had to wait and it was going to take a really long time. When I got in tune with feeling somewhat depressed about that, I used the tools that I have been so grateful to be given to shift out of depression and into possibility. I know myself so well, and this is not different inside of you. You get depressed when you think that you can't do what you want either. And it's only us letting that happen to ourselves. That's not God. That's not the divine. That's not this world. That's not your destiny. That's not what you're meant for. It's that we listen to old dead white men who told us that we can't, that it's going to take a long time, that money's hard to come by, that you can't make money in a pleasurable way, that you can't do what you want, that moving into that dream home is frivolous, that the people aren't there, that good help is hard to find. old, dead, white men mentality. I'm not living by it anymore, Queen, and I'm going to invite you to not do the same thing. We get to align with the spirit that is within us and claim exactly what is meant for us and meant for us now. You know, the scriptures say, my ways are higher than your ways. That's what I'm reaching for these days. I'm reaching for the higher ways, because all of the other stuff, it's kept people bound. It's kept people small. It's kept people broke. It's kept people not living their full potential and their full purpose. But we came here for so much different, and we came here for so much better. I remember when my friend Kathy Heller said to me, Gina, you have no broadcast. Would you get a podcast going? I was like, yes, Kathy, yes. I'm totally going to do it. Just January. And I think this was like July or August. And she like just put her head in her hands. And I was like, Kathy, I've got this launch happening. I've got that launch. I'm like, I am not just being lazy. I'm not just sitting around. I like legit have all this stuff happening. Isn't January supposed to be the better time to launch podcast? She's like, Gina, just do it. And I was like, fine, because I did not want to sound like that excuse making queen. And I didn't want to launch it. And so I think I was launching the Q Club. I was launching another program. I was going into a challenge. And like, there was like a window of like, I don't know, 3 days to go and launch this podcast. And so I said yes. And if I didn't say yes then, and if I didn't just let it happen, you know, I lost count. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of downloads of people who I get these beautiful DMs about listening to the podcast is part of their morning routine. And it's like, it really helped them that day. You have the ability to bend time and space, Queen. You have the ability to speed up your dreams. You have the ability to call them in, and it's going to come from your spiritual connection. And you're going to add to the other elements as well. You know, when I shared with you what I've just shared today, how can it happen? So it started with the desire and getting really clear on the desire. And then I mapped out the plan on how to get there. Then I went and bent time and space. And I write a lot about this in my book. So if you want to learn more, there's a whole chapter on bending time and space in my book. Either reread it if you've read it, or you got a lot to look forward to if you haven't. Because this is what God is the master of, the miracle. And the Course in Miracles says there is no order of difficulty in miracles. Miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. So be the expression of love and get great at receiving to let it in, and let it in more quickly, and let it in more elegantly, and let it in with more play and fun and desire, and have your worthiness intact, Queen. You are worthy of receiving this, not one day, but today. Your people are waiting, and yes, they are there. And yes, maybe unlike you in the moment, they do have the money. I remember thinking like, where are all these people that are going to show up? Because I didn't have the money to pay for what I was offering in the world at that time. It's okay. Other people did. Not everyone might be as broke as you right now. And I say that with so much love, because I was sitting there remembering the time. And yet there are so many people that need what you have. So own that. My God does not create junk. So do not insult my God thinking that you don't have what it takes. My God knew what he was doing when he created you. And you have more than enough wisdom, more than enough intellect, more than enough heart, and more than enough opportunity, because you are one of the blessed women in the world who have access to the internet. And if you have access to the internet, you have access to the global marketplace. There are 7.8 billion hurting people on this planet. Go shine a light for a couple of them. And P.S., go dazzle yourself. Dazzle, like, what's that dream? And how does it feel when you've bent time and space? How does it feel to have that dream come in sooner versus later? We were talking to, I hope it's all right. Well, here, I won't mention your name because I didn't ask for your permission. We were talking to one of my awesome Q Club members. And she, one of the things she does, she's part of an MLM. And she said that she's on track to win a trip if she makes X amount in sales by, let's see, where are we at right now? August, September, October, November, December, January, in about the next 6 months. And I said, well, what if you went and sold that amount in the next 3 months rather than six? And you could just see the smile on her face, right? Like, it's not like that's too hard for God. It's not like the people aren't there. It's not like it's not humanly possible to sell what you were thinking you needed 6 months to sell in 3 months. Do you need a miracle? Sure. Great. We believe in them. Let's start asking for them. Let's start asking for the bigger success and the bigger fun and the bigger miracles and the doing it all in a way that is so pleasurable. You know, when I was in New York with my friend Danelle, we had an absolute blast, like in the room together. It wasn't just the girls' trip afterwards. It was like in the room together. We were creating a vortex for transformation, not alone, not isolated, like together. Like there's so much available to you. So before we close today, I just want you to, just because the brain thinks in pictures, bring to the forefront of this mind of yours, this gorgeous, beautiful, powerful mind. What's the dream? And then whatever that deadline was, that due date, however long you think that dream it's going to take, let's just visualize together in this moment, bending time and space. Let's show yourself what you got. Let's get ourselves and our old conditioning and our limited thinking out of the way. And let's let God dazzle us in the way that only He can. So let's pray. Dear God, we remember who we are in this moment. And we thank you. We thank you for creating us exactly as the women we are, exactly as the soul who came here to be a light in this world, to bless this planet, to play powerfully and abundantly, to be a shining example of you, exquisitely representing and reflecting your prosperity, your abundance, your healing, all of it. And we pray in this moment over all of the stunning dreams that you have placed inside every woman listening. We pray a very special prayer of blessing over each and every one of them. We pray a very, very special prayer of favor over each one of them. We ask for your favor in the manifestation of these dreams and the shortened timelines. We ask that these dreams and desires that are being brought forth and manifested as we speak would not only be a blessing to us, but to all of those who our lives touch. Let this be a ripple effect in the world. Let us show this world what your ways really are. That they are life-giving, that they are abundant, that they are about freedom, that they are about bliss. We thank you for creating us exactly as we are. We ask for your assistance as we change and reprogram these neurological pathways. We ask that you would remind us of our connection with you, the infinite. Continue to show us how to get great at receiving. And in this moment, we open up to receiving the abundance and benevolence of the dream that you have placed inside of us. And we pray all of this believing, amen. Amen, 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 amen.
Queen.
All right, woman, ask and it is given. That is right. I had so much fun and such big transformations occurred at the Divine Direction New York City event. I have opened up kind of a world tour for more locations coming to a city near you. That's right. We're going to be in Italy. Oh my gosh, at the most glorious location. In October, we're going to be in Chicago in November, and we are going to be in South Florida in December. So check out divineliving.com/direction, or the link is in the show notes, and a whole white party soiree is how it kick off the Friday night or whatever the first night is. And then the next 2 days of solid training, coaching, transformation, being in the room with high vibe women from around the world in these elite kind of mini experiences. It's a big experience, but it's a mini event. I am so excited to welcome you there. So check it out. There's only 50 spots per event available. So if you wanna meet me in Italy or Chicago or South Florida, the options are now open and you are in the early bird special pricing time. So snag your seat, get it reserved, and I can't wait to see you in real life. Mwah.